什么样。
You did not know about its past.
只知道变成这个样。
You only know of its
present. 这个样以前是什么样，你不知道。
What about the past?
所以你没有办法了解耶利米的心情。
You cannot appreciate the Jeremiah then.
耶利米像普通人看见伟大的圣殿、雄伟的耶路撒冷。
Like all common people, Jeremiah can see the greatness of the temple.
但神要他看见被烧毁以后的情形是怎么样。
But God allowed him to see the destruction of the temple itself.
所以他就哭哭。
And so he wept.
因为全以色列只有一个人知道这个跟那个之间差别多少。
Because in the entire land of Israel, only one person could see the difference before and after.
神的灵感动他出来讲话。
The Spirit of God moved him to speak.
以色列人啊
，Israel，
你们不要心里说这是耶和华的殿，这是耶和华的殿，这是耶和华的殿。
Do not say in your heart, this is the temple of God, temple of God, temple of God.
很奇妙。
Miraculous.
以赛亚在圣殿里面听这个撒拉夫的敬拜的时候。
When Isaiah looked at the worship of the seraphims,
听到三重的声赞。圣哉，圣哉。
He heard the word holy, holy, holy.
当上帝的灵感动耶利米在圣殿的外面做宣扬信息的时候。
But when the Spirit of God moved Jeremiah to proclaim outside of the temple,
三重的境界。
There are three warnings.
你们不要说这是耶和华的殿，这是耶和华的殿，这是耶和华的殿。
Do not say this is the temple of God, temple of God, temple of God.
所以在耶利米，在以赛亚的信息里面。都隐藏着神是三位一体的上帝的教训。
Here we see the teaching implicit in Isaiah and Jeremiah that God is Trinity.
圣哉，圣哉，圣哉。
Holy, holy, holy.
是归荣耀给圣父、圣子、圣灵。
It is to glorify God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
这是耶和华的殿，耶和华的殿，耶和华的殿。
The temple of God, temple of God, temple of God.
圣父耶和华，圣子耶和华，圣灵耶和华。
God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
你们说，因为这是耶和华的殿。
You say because this is the temple of God.
上帝在我们中间。
So God is with us.
上帝一定照顾他自己的殿。
Surely He will protect us.
因为全世界所有的山，只有锡安山耶和华留名。
Only God was is on Mount Zion.
全锡安山只有耶和华的殿里面有神的约，就是旧约。
Only the covenant is in the temple of God.
信实的神，永远不变的神，要保守他的约，又跪在这里。神怎么会让他废弃
？The God of faithfulness, the eternal God, will surely protect His own ark.
圣殿在这里，神怎么会离开他的殿
？Surely the holy temple is here. God will not leave us.
不管外面的势力多大
，It doesn't matter how strong our enemies are.
不管仇敌嚣张，多么可怕的话语
，Or how arrogant our enemies would be.
我们要有信心，因为我们的耶和华是万军的耶和华，是万国的主，是我们同在的那位上帝。
We have faith because our God is the God of hosts, the God of all nations, and the God who is with us.
所以你这里给我们看见非常相反的一个景象。
But you are showing us a scenery that's completely opposite.
就是假假却以为真正有自信的这种以色列百姓。
There are the people of Israel had false confidence.
False but considered true confident among the people of Israel. 再加上一个真正。从神灵受启示，知道这些都要过去的痛苦心灵的耶利米。
In contrast, there is Jeremiah who truly understood what will happen.
那么，请问，如果那个时候耶利米说耶和华必定与我们同在，不要怕，只要信，
if、
这个道多么好听啊
！If at that time Jeremiah said, "Surely God is with us. Do not be afraid. Just believe."
你们不要忧虑，不要挂虑。
Do not be sad.
你们不要消单，不要伤心。
Do not be discouraged.
耶和华说：“我一定与你们同在。”
God will say that He surely will be with you.
如果耶利米的讲章改成这样的话
，If Jeremiah changed his sermon,
下面一定阿门，阿门，听众越来越多了。
Surely his congregation will grow.
但耶利米说：“这个殿一定要被烧掉。”
But Jeremiah said the temple will be destroyed.
你们要被掳去。
You will be captured.
他们恨他。
And they hated him.
怒目瞪着他。
And they stared at him.
后面就设了计谋。
And they had a plan for him.
把他抓起来。
To capture him.
你是不是仇敌的间谍
？Are you a spy from our enemies?
你不是派来融化民心的人。
Are you not a person that stirs up the people?
你是假先知。
You are false prophet.
因为你假冒奉耶和华的名来吓吓我们。
And you use the word of God to frighten us.
把这个人丢在枯井里面吧。
And they drop him into a well.
那个时候耶利米不是初出茅庐，不是初出祝福， 出生之徒不怕苦，不是那种人。
Jeremiah was not an inexperienced person.
他是经过了老练、身经百战的人生，不肯把上帝的原则降低丝毫，而勇敢传出对自己很不利信息的一个先知。
He was a prophet that is very experienced in life and boldly proclaimed the word of God.
这样的一个老人家,
such an old person,
他们就用绳子把他绑起来，就这样把他丢在井里面。
Was tied up with ropes and dumped into the well.
我们可以想象他这边是何等的痛，何等的伤。
We can imagine the physical damage that he must have had falling down.
但是他伟大的心灵告诉他，无论该能受苦，一定中了神的启示，将话。
But the great spirit in him said that no matter how hard he suffered, he must preach the word of God.
他们这样凌辱他，他们这样苦害他，几十天的日子。
They humiliated him and they persecuted him for many, many days.
是不是把他带出来的时候,
when they took him out,
现在受苦够了吗?
They were asking him, you have enough suffering?
要不要悔改?
Do you want to repent?
耶利米照样讲,
the same way Jeremiah said,
上帝对我说,
God said to me,
你们要失败,
you will fail,
你们被掳,
you will be captured,
你不加利撒要来,
Nebuchadnezzar
to
burn Jerusalem.
他们对他没有办法,
they had nothing, they couldn't do anything else.
真正伟大的心灵是钱, 不能收买的,
a true great spirit cannot be bought by money.
真正伟大的心灵是各样的好处，不能够相互的。
A great spirit will not compromise for goodness.
苦难不能吓到他。
Suffering will not frighten him.
只有一件事，讨神喜悦，讲神的话，蒙神悦纳。
There's only one thing he wants to do, to be pleasing to God, to speak for God.
这是耶利米伟大的地方。
This is where Jeremiah was great.
不但如此,
not only that,
耶利米是众先知里面唯一讲到以色列被掳是七十年的一个人。
He was the only prophet that prophesied 70 years of capture.
七十年,
70 years.
连被掳去多久才能回来都讲出来。
He accurately predicted how long would it take before they return.
所以你看他与神的关系亲近到什么地步。
Here we see the very close relationship between Jeremiah and God.
耶和华把他当作最好的朋友，就把这些话都启示给他，不向他隐瞒。
God revealed all this to him because he was like a friend to God.
超越了以赛亚。
It transcends the work of Isaiah.
以色列被掳要七十年。
He predicted 70 years of captivity.
超越了以西结。
He transcends Ezekiel.
以西结书里面就提到这件事情。
And Ezekiel talked about this.
他们承认。 耶利米受了神的启示，告诉以色列人要被掳是七十年满满的。
They recognized that this prophecy was correct by Jeremiah.
但是这句话讲出来以后，
After he predicted this，
不久以后耶利米就死了。
He died after a while.
所以耶利米没有机会印证那个七十年是真正七十年，或者不是真的七十年。
He was not able to witness whether the prediction was true.
伟大的先知讲了神的话以后，让历史去做见证吧。
A great prophet will declare the word of God and let history prove it.
这是以色列历史中间最悲哀、最黑暗、最可怜的一段时间。
This was the time that is most pathetic in the history of the Israelites.
就是最伟大的先知讲话，但没有人要听话的事情。
That is the event where a great prophet spoke, but no one wants to listen.
你说以色列最悲哀的时间不是那四百年吗？
Was it not that 400 years?
我说不是的。
I said no.
因为那四百年没有先知。 也不能证明到底有多少人反对先知。
In the 400 years without prophet, we cannot prove how many people were against the prophet.
这一段时间是最黑暗的。
But I think this period of time is the worst.
最伟大的先知是最被逼迫的先知。
The greatest prophet at that time was under persecution.
最勇敢的传信息的人是最孤单的时代里面一个可怜的人。
The most courageous preacher was the loneliest at that time.
耶利米的伟大。
The greatness of Jeremiah.
还不至于如此。
It's not confined to this alone.
圣经里面所有的伟大的先知所写的书只有一本，他写了两本。
He was the author of two books in the Bible.
除了耶利米书以外，还有耶利米哀歌。
Other than the book of Jeremiah, we have Lamentations.
我当然在哀歌里面得到的人生的教训多得不得了。
I have been greatly taught by the book of Lamentations.
耶利米心灵里面的伟大的地方。
The greatness of Jeremiah
可以震动我们到几千年的历史。
Can inspire us for thousands of years.
人家说耶稣基督是最像耶利米的。
Some people say Jesus is most like
Jeremiah.
I said this is wrong. It should be the other way around. Jeremiah was most like
Jesus Christ.
When Jesus was on earth, he was always sad about the people. And among the prophets, Jeremiah suffered the most.
A great man is deserved to be lonely.
最伟大的人都是孤单的. A person that is born between the generation will not be appreciated by either. A person that links two generations will be rejected by both. The earlier generation will think that you are trying to be unique. But the next generation will think that you are too ancient.
他要怎么样把整个时代, 整个百姓, 从这一种观念带到另外观念中间, 他一定要经过很孤单的日子。
A person that tries to bring one generation and transit it into another generation must go through a pathway of loneliness.
耶利米最伟大的地方,
the greatest part about Jeremiah
不但刚才所讲的,
is not confined to what we have just said.
神用他的口说,
God used him to proclaim that there must be a new testament. Not Isaiah, or Daniel, or Zephaniah, or Jonah, or Malachi, or Zechariah, or Ezekiel. Only one person, that's Jeremiah. While he talked about the destruction of the temple, he talked about the coming of the New Testament.
感谢上,
thanks be to God.
所以希伯来书这一段的圣经,
this passage in Hebrews then is taken from Jeremiah chapter 31.
我再说,
so let me say again that the New Testament is implicit in the Old. The Old Testament predicted the coming of the New. Therefore, the New and the Old Testament are not two unique testaments. But in the progressive revelation of God, it is two covenants that is consistent one with another. Jeremiah helped us to understand the old will pass away and the New Testament will come. The author of Hebrews shows us that there is flaw in the Old Testament, but there is perfection in the future in the New Testament. When Jeremiah predicted the coming of the New, he did not have the chance to witness it.
他是做了神的出口，却没有办法享受他所说的预言的那个人。
He was a channel of God, but not a person who could enjoy his prediction coming true.
这个伟大的心灵,
this great soul,
只有希伯来书的作者赏识到,
was appreciated by the author of Hebrews.
编出来了,
he was able to see this.
看见了这个重要性,
he saw the importance of this.
感谢上帝,
thanks be to God.
我们今天能明白信仰为什么是需要的。
Now we understand why we need the New Testament. Now we understand the essence of the New Testament. We can do that because the author shows us what Jeremiah said. Surely we are blessed. We can see the heart of God at work. His eternal plan. It's not to be accomplished by the law or by the priestly duties on earth or the inner sanctuary in the tabernacle on earth. But by Jesus Christ, the high priest in the order of Melchizedek, sworn by God. So it is not the Old Testament, but the New.
不是牛羊的血,
not the blood of the cattle, but the blood of Jesus Christ, Son of God.
感谢上帝,
thanks be to God.
希伯来书,
after Jeremiah spoke about the New Testament, no other people mentioned about this. Until another person mentioned this, then we truly understand. Jesus Christ himself was the person.
好, 现在请大家注意,
Let us take note of this.
Jeremiah
mentioned about the New Testament.
以后他死了,
after that he died.
他没有看见耶稣,
he did not see Jesus Christ.
甚至连以色列人70年又被带回来的这个部分,
nor he witnessed the return of the Israelites after the captivity.
是所罗巴巴,
Sorobam.
是以色拉,
it's Ezra.
是尼西米那一代人回来,
it is the time of Nehemiah that they saw the coming back.
当他们回来的时候,
after they have returned,
但以理没有回来,
Daniel did not return,
因为但以理已经死在外地,
because he died in the captivity.
没有办法回来,
he was not able to return.
但以理被掳去的时候,
when Daniel was captured,
如果他是一个20多岁的人,
if he was about 20
odd,
by the time he reached the age of the Darius,
但以理应当是活了90多岁才对,
he probably died when he was 90s.
但以理有没有回到耶路撒冷呢?
Did he return to Jerusalem?
罗伯斯有没有啊? 没有啊,
no, he did not.
所以他一定没有机会回来了,
so he did not have the opportunity to come back. The captivity was 70
years.
If he left in his 20s,
除非他活到100岁他才能回来,
he can only return after he reached 100.
没有他的日子了,
his
days. 所以回来那一辈的人,
those who return,
所罗巴巴在建圣殿,
they built the temple again.
尼西米建城墙,
Nehemiah built the temple.
伊斯拉教导他们,
Ezra taught them.
以色列国在复兴起来的,
when the Israelites came up again,
他们真正明白,
then they truly understood what Jeremiah spoke about.
圣殿的荣耀没有了,
the glory of the temple was no longer there.
圣殿是耶和华的殿要废弃,
the temple of God will be cast away.
又归要被掳去,
the ark will be captured.
为什么呢?
Why?
上帝怎么许可这个立约的柜给人家拿去?
How can God permit the covenant, the ark of the covenant be taken away?
希伯来书的作者说,
the author of Hebrews says,
旧的有如果没有瑕疵,
why do we need to seek after a new covenant if there's no flaw with the
old?
This is a great verse. When we read the Bible, it seems to be very simple. But there is great spirit in behind the verses.
It
cannot be contained even in all the earth. The will of God is within this verse. Thanks be to God. When they rejoice upon the returning, about the rebuilding of the temple, in the midst of the celebration, an elderly person was crying. People say that you have made a mistake. This is a day of joy, why are you crying? The temple of God is built. We finished the walls. But he was still crying. Why? Because the young people did not have the same feeling. The people were happy about the rebuilding of the temple. The old person said no.
是看过所罗门的殿的,
he said that we have seen the temple of Solomon, not this temple. The temple has been destroyed. And you build a one that is a quarter size. We are still celebrating. And those who have seen the earlier temple will be sad about the new, smaller ones. Do you understand this then? There's no comparison. The words of Jeremiah, the glory of God will leave you. The ark will be captured. He was very saddened to say all this. Such a sadness cannot be appreciated by the common people. This is the second portion. The temple of Solomon. The third temple. The temple of King Herod. This is the most pathetic temple. From space and size,
最大,
it is the biggest temple.
从建筑的时间来说,
but in the time it takes to build,
最长最长的,
it took the longest time.
60几年才建成,
60 odd years.
建好了以后,
after it was
built,
it has been destroyed in 20
years.
Because this temple is most displeasing to God. The motivation was political in nature. It was to numb the people of God, not to serve Him. God cannot be taken lightly. Dear brothers and sisters, sometimes I envy all of you. You can listen to these sermons to understand all this truth. It is not something that we have in our generation. So therefore you have greater responsibilities. You must preach this boldly, that the people of your generation, or the next generation, be able to understand our God further.
Amen.
Amen. Thanks be to God.
在这个时代做神的仆人,
to be a servant of God in this generation,
讲好话容易,
it is easy to preach good news.
讲坏话容易,
or is it easier to say bad things?
当然讲好话更容易,
of course, you're welcome to preach good news.
他的丈夫病得很重,
once there was a person whose husband was very ill,
相当有钱的人,
a person who was wealthy.
这个他的丈夫就是我曾经教过的学生,
the husband was one of my students.
他把这个丈夫呢, 带到美国, Mayo Clinic, 带到 Cleveland Clinic, 带到德国, 带到 Frankfurt, 带到英国, 到处去医, 回来还不好, 再带到日本, 医生说一定死, 把他带回印尼。
My husband was brought all over the world to seek for a cure, but there was no cure.
他太太很年轻, 很漂亮。
The wife was very young and pretty.
从少年的时候就参加我的少年团契,
and she was one of my people attending my fellowship.
丈夫是我亲自教过的学生,
her husband was a teacher that I taught personally.
他花了许多的钱医不好,
he spent a lot of money and was not cured.
他就找几个灵恩派的牧师来为他祷告,
and he found a few charismatic pastors to pray for him.
那个牧师就说, 上帝说你一定好,
and the pastor said, God said, you will surely be cured.
信心求一定好,
with faith you will be healed.
其实他已经快要死了,
but he was about to die.
那些假先知这样的话,
the false prophet said all this.
他们请唐牧师来祷告,
he said, let me ask Reverend Tong to come and pray.
你真的要我祷告吗?
But you truly want me to pray for you?
我要讲实话, 我不要讲好话,
I will tell you the truth, not things you want to listen to.
你要听吗?
Do you want to listen to
him? 他勉强点头,
he said reluctantly yes.
有一点意思是你先讲, 我再听听,
he sort of said, you just say first and I will see whether I'm willing to listen to you.
我进到房间里面,
I entered into the room.
我说老实说,
I said honestly speaking,
上帝要他去了,
God will want to take him away.
可能就这几天,
maybe these few days.
你要不要放手?
Do you want to let go?
他完全不预备听这几句话,
he was not willing to listen to this.
但是他说,
and then he said,
我们祷告求主医治他好吗?
Can we pray that the Lord will heal this person?
我说可以的,
I said, can, we can do
it.
We have the authority to pray. But God has the final authority to decide his time.
我们祷告吧,
then after we pray,
没有祷告以前,
before we pray,
我老实告诉你,
I tell you honestly, you must prepare his heart to see God.
你肯吗?
Are you willing?
太太就开始哭了,
the wife started to cry.
丈夫说什么?
What did the husband say?
对了,
he said, right, ask Reverend Tong to prepare my heart.
我亲爱的妻子,
my dear wife, do not block him. I should prepare my heart to see God. I am in great pain. And both wept.
我心里祷告主啊,
I pray in my heart, O Lord, give me the words that I ought to speak. If today God wants you to go,
你得救了吗?
Are you safe?
你已经悔改了吗?
Have you repented?
你真正接受了主吗?
Have you truly accepted the Lord?
我给他预备好了以后,
after I prepared him,
他一直哭,
they keep weeping.
最后他就笑起来了,
and then he smiled.
祷告完以后,
after the prayer,
他说我已经几个月没有今天这样的平安,
he said, I have not had the peace of these past few months. But today my heart has been released. And I know I'm about to go. I ask the Lord to help this young widow to have the strength to finish the pathway in life, to bring up the three children. May the Lord bless them. And then a few days later he died in peace.
灵恩派的牧师来了,
the charismatic pastors came.
他说就是你叫唐牧师来, 他就死,
he said, because you asked Reverend Tong to come, therefore he died.
上帝本来就要医他,
actually God wanted to heal him.
你们没有信心,
because you do not have faith, he died.
我猜都不猜,
I did not bother about them.
证明神的话是对的,
but it proved that the word of God is true.
让时间考验我们,
let time give us the test.
我告诉他, 这些牧师啊,
I said, these pastors,
你注意,
take note of them.
他常常为有钱的病人祷告,
they will always pray for the wealthy, not for the poor.
醉翁之意不在酒,
And so their intentions is not pure.
盼望这样祷告，你受感动，你付出很多钱给他们的家。
They hope that with such a prayer, you will donate a lot of money to the church.
做太太的人,
as a wife,
丈夫死了以后,
after the husband died, she was confused.
过了差不多六年以后,
after about 6 years,
才慢慢明白谁是神的仆人，谁。
Then she truly identified the correct servant of God. Clearly, I know it was difficult to be a Jeremiah.
但上帝说,
but God said,
耶利米亚,
Jeremiah,
我叫你撤回,
I want you to destroy,
我也叫你建造,
and also want you to build.
你对以色列人说,
say this to the Israelites.
从前我拉住他们的祖宗,
in the past, I held on to their ancestors
离开埃及的时候,
and led them out of Egypt.
以他们利用,
I had a covenant with them.
但是,
however,
他们背弃我的约,
but they were against my covenant.
请你注意哦,
take note of this.
旧约不是上帝背弃的,
the Old Testament was not betrayed by God, but by the Israelites.
告诉你,
let me tell you this.
以后的日子,
the days to come,
时间要到,
the time will come.
我要以色列家立新约,
I will have a new covenant with the house of Israel.
这个新约是怎么样的?
What sort of covenant is this?
我要把我的律法,
I will write my laws upon their heart. They will be my people and I will be their God. Not a single person will tell his neighbor that you need to know the Lord because they will know him. I will forgive their sins and will remember their sins no more. The essence of the New Testament is seen here. What is the four most important point about the New Testament? First one. It is a covenant of the Spirit. Not external. And not legal. And not from legalistic source. Not from the written word. But the covenant of the heart.
The spiritual covenant that is the nature of the New Testament.
Thanks be to God.
什么意思呢?
What does this mean?
他从内心的深处知道我的爱，知道我的信实，知道我的公义，知道我永恒的应许。
You will know of my covenant, of my eternal covenant from the depth of your heart.
所以新约里面的人,
those who live in the New Testament,
心灵里面认识我,
will know me in their spirit,
从心里面爱我,
will love me in their spirit.
他们用心灵的圣，肉身同一文的字句。
And with their spirit, they will overcome the limitation of their physical body and the legalistic ways.
上个礼拜我讲第四次道的时候,
last week when I preached on the fourth sermon,
就在你们中间,
that is the sermon in the Hebrews. I have not eaten for 24 hours.
我一直歇,
I had diarrhea.
我祷告主啊,
and I prayed that Lord help me finish my task.
要病再病,
today. And then later I can be sick or die.
让我做完,
after I finish the work.
早上3点半的时候,
at 3 a.m. in the morning.
礼拜六晚上, 礼拜天清晨3点半的时候,
and that is on Sunday early morning 3 a.m.
我静静地起来, 不要搅扰我的太太,
I woke up and I did not disturb my wife.
我跑去泻肚子,
I went to have the diarrhea.
整个身体弱得不得了,
and I was so physically weak.
当我又在床上再睡的时候,
when I tried to sleep again,
全身发抖,
I started to shiver.
我就不得不叫我的太太起来,
I had no choice but to wake my wife.
请你帮助我盖被盖,
and can you cover me with a blanket?
她马上起来,
and she awoke immediately,
一句话都不讲,
and didn't say anything,
找厚的被盖出来,
and went to look for blankets and covered me
从头到尾找不得清清楚楚,
from the beginning, from top to bottom,
因为那心灵里面的爱,
because of the love in her heart.
我说太太啊, 请你起来, 我太冷了, 替我开被盖,
I say, can you cover me? I am very cold.
她会不会回答说, 从前结婚以前没有理由3点半要被盖?
Did he say we didn't have a covenant in the past?
如果要这样, 早先讲嘛,
you should tell me earlier.
我过了几十年, 忽然间要3点半要起来服侍你的,
suddenly you want me to serve you in the middle of the night.
你越老越怕冷, 我不是麻烦吗?
Wouldn't it be worse if you get older?
从前第几章第几条, 没有的吗?
There was no covenant earlier.
当然我不管你了,
you can take care of yourself.
不会, 为什么?
No.
因为从心里面有了不明文的爱欲, 明白吗?
Because there's a covenant of love that's not written in their
hearts.
This is the first mark of the New Testament. We are not living in the Old Testament. We do not follow the legal words. But in our hearts, we have the law of love. Thanks be to God. If a person say to you, thanks be to God that the Bible didn't say I cannot gamble. So I'm free. This person is crazy. The Bible didn't say we cannot commit suicide. So let me go and jump.
这个人神经病、心灵病、永恒病。
This person has lots of problems actually.
如果有一个人感谢主,
if a person says thanks be to God,
就要忘记告诉我们十分之一奉献,
the Bible forget, the New Testament forget to talk about tithing.
保罗说现的乐意是上帝喜悦, 我所乐意的就是一块。
And Paul says that give willingly, I'm willing to give $1.
这个人就不是没有真正重生的救,
this person is not truly saved.
因为信有的基督徒,
because a New Testament Christian
爱的有里面,
is living in the covenant of love,
心灵的有里面,
a covenant in the spirit. We will do far, things that far surpasses the Old Testament.
Amen.
Amen. And we will do it willingly. It is a covenant of the heart, not of words.
第二样,
secondly,
新约的本质是什么呢?
What is the mark of the New Testament? A uniqueness of the New Testament. It is the covenant of relationship. The relationship far surpasses that of the Old Testament. The mark of the chosen one in the Old Testament is physical. But in the New Testament, it is in our new life. To be a part of the kingdom of God.
上帝说我要做他们的上帝, 他们要做我的子民,
God said, I will be their God and they will be my people.
我们凭着什么关系进到上帝的国呢?
What sort of relationship do we have in this kingdom?
耶稣说你若不重生,
Jesus said, unless you are born again, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. If you are not born again, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. God, you are my God.
上帝啊,
I am your people.
这个凭着什么呢?
What sort of relationship is that?
生命的关系,
it is a relationship of life.
重生的经验,
one of renewal.
信用不但是心灵的用,
the New Testament is the testament of the Spirit and of life.
所以我们才进入他的国度里面,
and then we can enter his kingdom.
我们成为他的国民,
to become his people.
主说我要做他们的上帝, 他们要做我的子民,
the Lord said, I will be their God, they will be my people.
是重生的经历, 是生命的关系,
it is the experience of being born again, experience of life.
这是新约的第二个特点,
this is the second mark of the New Testament.
第三样,
the third one,
新约的特点是什么呢?
What is the special mark?
是从心灵深处认识耶和华的用,
it is a covenant of which we know God from the depth of our hearts.
没有一个宗教比教会你们真正在明白圣经之后对神的认识更深。
Not a single faith has this in-depth understanding of God than the Church of Jesus Christ. When you compare other faiths with Christianity, when you talk about the importance of word or the revelation of the truth of God or the importance of the Holy Spirit in illuminating us, we will see a complete and in-depth message. My mother has never attended university. She got married when she was in the secondary school. She did not study Chinese because she was under the Dutch system. She did not, was not born in a Christian family. And she married a person that only knew Jesus 1 year before he died. But as the Bible has said, he knows God. She loved God. I believe that my mother far surpasses many theologians or principles of seminaries. She was a person with great wisdom. Wisdom surpasses that of knowledge. She was a person that studied on her own more than those who studied in the seminary. A person who never attended Chinese classes. Was able to read the Chinese Bible more than 10 times.
Over.
A person who never attended a single Chinese lesson. was able to record the Bible, more than half of the Bible, by hand. Thanks be to
God.
A person who has never entered the seminary
had
five sons who became pastors. I think this is a record that is not broken in the Chinese history. He said, I want to break your record. First, you must have seven sons. You must have more than seven sons to do that. Dear brothers and sisters, I look at my mother. Her knowledge about our Lord came from the Word. Why do we say the New Testament surpasses the Old? In the Old Testament, to know God, you know it through the teaching of Moses. But in the New Testament, you need not have other instructors. Because God Himself came in Jesus Christ. And when you see me, it's like you're seeing God. Believe in me. You believing in God. Thanks be to God. Not a single faith has such an in-depth understanding about God. In Roman Catholicism, when you enter the church, you see a lot of regulation and tradition standing up and sitting down. In the end, you do not understand the Bible, but the regulations only. But in the church, if a church teach faithfully based on the Word of God, and is obedient to the leading of the Holy Spirit, the way you can learn about God will far surpass all other faith and all cultures of men. This is the third mark of the New Testament. The fourth mark. And the last one. It is the covenant of grace of salvation. God said, I will forgive their wickedness and remember their sins no more. This is the specialty of the New Testament.
不是行为,
not through works,
不是人的做法,
not through the methods of men,
乃是靠着基督的救赎, 心就建立起一个赦罪的系统起来,
and the New Testament has a system of forgiveness by the grace of Jesus Christ.
耶利米说,
Jeremiah said,
耶和华要以你们立心哟,
the Lord will have a new covenant with you.
讲完这句话以后,
after that,
没有人再提,
no other person will mention this again.
晚上,
until one evening,
有一个人把他12个学生带到一个楼上去,
there was a person that brought his 12 students
后来吃饭以后,
to the room after supper.
这个人就把饼拿起来了,
this person took the bread.
他在那里说, 这是我的身体为你们舍的,
and he said, this is my body broken for you.
要使你们要常常纪念,
so that you will remember me.
接下去他拿起杯来,
and then after that he took a cup.
这是我的血为你们流的,
this is my blood bled for you to forgive your sins. This is the blood of the new covenant.
感谢上帝,
thanks be to God.
自从耶利米讲新约的事情以后,
after Jeremiah spoke about the new covenant,
人不知道他在讲什么,
no other person understood this.
因为他讲耶路撒冷被毁, 一下子就真的成功,
he was right about Jerusalem being destroyed. He was right about the 70 years of captivity. But chapter 31, verse 31 about New Covenant, nobody understood that. Until Jesus stood up and said, this is my blood, bled for you for the New Covenant. Then they understood. Then they knew
That
the Old Testament is marked by the blood of the cattle and sheep. But the New Testament is marked by the blood of the Son of God, Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God. What is the difference between Christianity and all other faiths? It is in the grace of forgiveness, the cleansing of the blood, the guarantor, the mediator, and the resurrection and death of Jesus Christ.
感谢上,
thanks be to God.
愿上帝赐福我们,
may the Lord bless us all.
我们今天站起来, 好好读这一段的圣经,
let us all rise and read this passage carefully.
希伯来书第八章,
Hebrews chapter 8.
我们从第七节念到第十三节,
from verse 7 to 13.
那前有若没有瑕疵, 就无处寻找后裔, 所以主指着他的百姓说, 日子将到, 我要以色列家和犹大家, 另立新约, 不像我拉着他们的祖宗的时候, 领他们出埃及的时候, 与他们所立的约, 因为他们不恒守, 受我的约, 我也不理他们, 这是主说的, 主又说, 那是日子以后, 我以色列所立的约, 乃是这样, 我要将我的律法放在他们里面, 写在他们心上, 我要做他们的上帝, 他们就做我的子民, 他们不用个人叫到自己的弟兄, 和自己的弟兄说, 你该认识主, 因为他们从最小 到至大 都必认识我, 我要宽恕他们的不义, 不再纪念他们的罪恶, 既说新约, 就以前约为旧的, 那渐渐渐衰的, 就必会毁灭。阿们。
Amen.
下个礼拜,
next week,
我们要讲到新约怎样展现, 保血, 怎样为我们预备,
we will talk about the extension of the New Testament and how the blood was prepared for us.
我们一同开声祷告,
let us pray together.